First of all, I want to thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Coffee Break and for all your comments on the previous episode. So in the last episode, I covered new climbers and, you know, when you're choosing new equipment to buy, and it was all about not going out and rushing out and buying the fanciest, shiniest new gear before you've actually learned the skills, the basic fundamental skills of being a climber, because then you might realize you don't like certain equipment because it doesn't suit the type of trees that you climb or the way that you climb. So really getting hold of the fundamental skills before thinking that buying a bit of equipment is actually going to make you a lot better. Now from that, came a few comments and a few ideas on stationary rope systems or stationary rope techniques, or SRS or SRT, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call it stationary rope systems for this video, because you're working from a rope where the rope doesn't actually move, whereas, you know, in moving rope systems, in like a doubled rope system, the rope is moving. So stationary rope systems, and that's always been seen as, you know, a more advanced way of climbing. Something that that isn't learned until you've learned the basics of moving rope systems and all that kind of stuff. And it obviously, working from a stationary rope system only became possible once the invention of the rope wrench came along. So it hasn't been around for that long, and it's why it's kind of still seen as maybe a bit of an advanced thing, or only a system that people that know how to climb already should be learning and working from, all that kind of stuff. But it's now, I feel it should just be seen as, it's just a different option, a different way to climb. It shouldn't be seen like this advanced system held in such high regard. It's, you either work from a moving rope system or you work from a stationary rope system. And there's benefits to both. It depends on the type of trees that you climb. It depends if you're having to ascend into tall canopies. It depends if you're working in really spready trees and you need the use of redirects. And can you gain a lot more from working from a stationary rope? Or do you need the added benefits that moving rope systems bring? You know, especially like coming in from long limb walks where you need to be able to tend your slack and pull in your weight, rather than it being harder to do on a stationary rope system. But I really feel that stationary rope systems now should be seen as just run-of-the-mill systems that it's a technique that tree climbers should know, and it should be taught fairly early on. And I'll give you an example of this. So I'm training a guy that works with me called Tom. And like pretty much straight off the bat, I showed him how to ascend into a tree using a stationary rope. So I set him up on a rope wrench and a hitch, like pretty basic system. But just so he can ascend into the tree using both legs with ascenders on. And, you know, the first time he ever did it, he's up in the tree in a matter of seconds, whereas having him body thrust up there is just like gonna take so much time and energy and effort, and it can almost like deter some people if they think that that's the only way they're ever going to get into a tree. So I really feel like teaching climbers like stationary rope systems alongside moving rope systems, because they both have advantages, they both have time and a place. And even if you're teaching stationary rope purely for access, so you having climbers learn how to access a stationary rope into the canopy and then work actually moving around, limb walking and doing all the work positioning using a moving rope system, then awesome, that like that's a great kind of basis to start from. But stationary rope systems isn't something now that should be seen as like, oh, you know, you've got to have so many years of experience, or you have to understand all the different types of climbing and knots and styles before you can even think about stationary rope systems. It should be a part of you know, the entry level climbing almost now. It should be taught side by side. If you're training somebody, you shouldn't hold out on the SRS, you know, the climbing with a rope wrench and the ascending, using ascenders into a tree, because there's so many benefits from that kind of climbing, like, as well as there being so many benefits from a moving rope system. So this one's kind of come up for me, and more videos will come up for me from the training that I'm doing with Tom, because it's been so long since I saw somebody kind of start from the very beginning that I forget what people know, what people don't know, how long it takes them to progress to a certain standard, what are the little kind of nuances that you kind of need to teach to get somebody from one level to the next, like little tips that you can give for limb walking and you know, even body thrusting and all these kind of things. Like Tom, the guy that I'm training, for him, like, he would choose a single rope ascent into a tree on a stationary line every day over the body thrust technique, because he's not really had to do any body thrusting into the canopies that he's climbed yet. It's something almost like that we hardly do on any job site, and I will do it, yes, if I'm climbing a 40, 50 foot tree that has, you know, fairly low canopy, fairly low branches, so I can get into the canopy. But he'll only ever see me body thrust really 10 foot into a canopy, and then maybe 5 foot here, 10 foot there throughout the climb. And so he won't often see the body thrust, you know, from the ground 40 foot up into the tree. We'll always be doing stationary rope ascents, access into the tree. And it's just through working with Tom and working through what I feel like I want to teach him next, and the next level of his climbing, you know, through accessing the tree, through limb walking, through starting to use redirects, all these things, I'm realizing some really key points that I can share with, like, new tree climbers. So if you're a new tree climber, or if you're training somebody from scratch, just, I think, really keep in mind that stationary rope systems shouldn't be seen as something that, like, only experienced climbers should do. And if you're running a tree company, and if you're training guys or girls, and you yourself don't really know too much about stationary rope systems and climbing, and you think, oh, it's just for the young people, the new generation of climbers, it's you know, and you're one of those people that maybe gets annoyed of seeing people climbing on rope wrenches and using redirects, and you think it's just what kind of the new kids do who are arborists. There's some huge benefits, and it saves wear and tear on your body and your joints, especially purely for access. So if you only ever used stationary rope systems for access, I encourage you, really urge you, to go out and learn just ascending on a stationary rope, because it's gonna lengthen your career, it's gonna be easier on the body, and it's something that every climbing arborist should be learning nowadays. So thank you for watching. As always, leave your comments below. You know, share ideas, share your thoughts, share experiences you've had. Maybe you didn't learn stationary rope system climbing for quite a number of years, and now, has it changed the way that you climb? Has it changed your job? Do you see it lengthening your career? So any of those comments, as always. So if you enjoyed this video as well, always appreciate you guys and girls that subscribe and like the video and comment and all that kind of stuff. So thank you very much, and till the next video, I'll see you then. Thank you.